Okay, Chevra. Today, Kedoshim Tehiu with Achrei Mos Kedoshim, one of my, one of the most important psukim in all of Torah. I mean, they're all important, but Leisisna Asachicha Bilavecha. One should never hate somebody in their hearts. So Chech Tochech Asamecha Amisecha. Right? You have to always give him a little shtickle muser, but you shouldn't hate him in your heart. Anyway, the Gemara in Pesachim tells a little bit of a story, a little bit of a who does a Kaddish Baruch Hu hate? How could it be that the Gemara says like this in Pesachim, that if somebody Chatz V'Shalom does an Avera, Haro Adavra Ere B'Chavero, if somebody sees his friend involved in an iniquity of sorts, right, even though you can't testify because you're only one, nevertheless, you're allowed to hate him. Right? And we know that there's somebody who had a hate out there, because it says in Pasuk, Kitera Chamar Sonecha, when you see your friend's donkey that's laden, not your friend, when you see that the person you hate's donkey laden with stuff, and it gives you certain rules. So, my Sone, what is Sone? And the Gemara says, it must be, if it's a guy, it can't be a guy, because that's somebody who was not, who's a Sone Yisrael. So, the Gemara says, it must be Yid. So, if it's a Yid, how could you hate him? Where it says, we must be talking about somebody that you saw doing something inappropriate, Davra Erva, and therefore it's permissible to hate him. Wow. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, mitzvah is no, so it's a mitzvah, not only mutter, not only permissible, it's a mitzvah to hate him. Shenem are Yiras Hashem, Sinas Ra. Yiras Hashem, the one who's Yira of God, Sinas Ra, he hates evil. A beautiful Torah again from the Bar Yosef. The Bar Yosef gives a beautiful shtickle. First of all, he brings up Tosis and Bava Metzia, who asks the following question. Tosis and Bava Metzia says, Ohev Lifrok Visone Lito, right? So it's a mitzvah to help the person you hate load his donkey. Why? Kedei Lakuf Es Yitzro. In order to what? In order to force your Yetzirah in a different direction. So what are you forcing your Yetzer in a different direction for? Since it's a mitzvah to hate him. If it's a mitzvah to hate him, why do you have to change? Continue hating him. You saw the guy doing something wrong, he's doing the davar erva, he's doing something inappropriate. So now the Torah is telling us that you have to help him load his donkey. Why to change the way you feel about him? But wait, it's a mitzvah to hate him. If it's a mitzvah to hate him, why do you have to change the way you feel about him? Right? So the Gemara says, Kivan shu sono, since you hate him, gam chavero sone oso, so too your friend hates you back. Kimayim haponim lefanim kein leva adam laadam. The way we are looking water, right? Kimayim haponim. When I look in the water, what do I see? I see a reflection of the water. So the way I view the water, the way the water is viewing right back at me. Kein leva adam laadam. That's the way people treat other people. So if I hate somebody, that means clearly the person's going to hate me right back. That's going to lead to tremendous hatred. Then you have to temper your Yetzirah. This thing needs an explanation of sorts. Needs an explanation. Because if it's a mitzvah to hate the person, then why do we have to undo it? If you have to undo it because he hates you, but so what? So let him hate you. What is the root here as to what's going on? And then if we understand that, we can understand better this pasuk that we read in this week's parsha of Lo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha, that one's not supposed to hate a friend even in his heart. Okay? So let's see what the Bar Yosef says. It's a beautiful sefer. Every week he's got another gem. So here he's got another gem that we could share. Okay, so even though the Torah commands us to hate somebody, if you see them doing something wrong, but on the other hand, the Torah commands us that we have to help them out, right? So what are we seeing from this? Not only that, if your friend has a loaded donkey, the guy you like, and Tzar Balei Chaim is at stake, and the animal's in pain, you still help the guy you hate load faster than you help the guy you like unload, even though the animal's in pain. What is so precious about this? So he explains like this. What's a Chilul Hashem? The Rambam has an explanation, but the Gemara really gives an explanation. What's a Chilul Hashem? So I'm a Rav, you go on Ono, like me, Rav, Ishakilna Bisra Mitavcha, I go to the butcher to buy a shtickle fleisch, and I pay on credit. Not a credit card, but a credit. The old day credit. Where they put your name in a ledger, and you don't give the money, right? And you don't pay right away. Aleph. Rav Yochanan Mark, you go on Ono, the Misagyar Ba'amas below Torah. I walked 4 amos without learning Torah. Ubalot tefillin. Somebody like us. Rashi says Chil Hashem. Why? Because he's chote umachti achir. Because not only is he sinning on his level, it's causing others to sin. How so? How so? Because he says, based on the Bar Tanura in Pirkei Avos, Shebnei Adam Roim, people see you, Velomdim Mimaisav, and they learn from your actions. What does that mean? There is a very important notion, not of peer pressure, but of the people that I surround myself and I see normal behavior, that behavior starts to be my behavior on some level. Right? Ayin Roa, the eye sees, Velev Chomed, and my heart begins to desire. What's the Chilul Hashem? The Chilul Hashem is that because of my activities, other people's religious behavioral level goes down. What's the preventative shield from that? What prevents me from seeing something and my heart desiring to do it? There's only one thing. Hating it. Hating it. Sinna. If I do that, if I hate the activity that that person's doing, then I'm not going to come to do it, but I have to hate it. This sinna is a protection. It's a protective shield to my shlemus. So it comes out, what's the purpose of sinna? Not to hate the person, chas v'shalom. We don't hate people. We're Jews. We have a mitzvah. In this week's parasha, v'havdal reicha kamocha, you have to love your friend like yourself. And everybody's included reicha. But what's the sinna? The sinna is, because what I see will have an influence on me, and the way I can protect myself from having that influence on me is through hating it, I must hate the activity the person's engaged with. Hate the avera. Don't hate the person. That's what I have to hate. But what am I obligated to do? Yes, hate the activity, but I have to try to divorce the activity from the person. So how do I do that? That's where Tosfos comes in and says, I have an obligation, lakuf es yitzro. I have an obligation to change my yetzer. Yeah, I saw Reuven engaging in that terrible activity. And in order to prevent myself from engaging in the same activity that I saw Reuven, I have to make sure that I hate the activity. But chas v'shalom should I hate Reuven. But it's very hard. It's very hard. Because I saw Reuven engaged. So I have to force myself. The intent of the sinner is only from the avera itself, so that I shouldn't cling to the avera. But not chas v'shalom, that I should want to hate the person. So the Or Yisrael, the Blazer, quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the Gadol of the Musar movement, he says the following. He says, it was his way, it was his halakha way, if chas v'shalom somebody would sin, kinegdo, so what'd he do? Immediately, shegamalo ezera, if he caused them bad, otsir also, hayem shtadl tekef, umiyad l'chapes mokum ulay yachal lasos ezetova. Yisrael Salanter, the God of the Muslim movement. If somebody did something bad to him, you know what he would do? He would try to figure out a way to do the guy a favor. What? Unbelievable. To give him some sort of act of kindness. Why? Because he held it to mitzvah sa'aseh min haTorah. Why? Because we do averas all the time. I'm sorry, before that. We have an obligation to be what? To be similar to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avos Hashem. To Davik Hashem. Listen, I don't know about you, but once in a while I do an aver. Does the Kaddish Baruch Hu lash out at me? No, he keeps letting me live. He keeps giving me food. He keeps giving me more stuff. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, no, just because he did something bad to me, I have to be similar to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How are you similar to a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Shine the guy with kindness. Kaddish Baruch Hu is shining us with kindness. That's what we have to do. So when the mitzvah is commanding us specifically to help the guy we hate, to load up his camel, even though I saw him engaged in a davar avera, even though he's a sinner, even though he's an avariant, even though he's going against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah to do good for him. Not to abandon him. Why? Because we have to know, what do we hate? We hate the action. What do we love? We love the person. We have to change our paradigm. We have to force ourselves to love the individual, to love the person. We have to change the way we are. Because we are commanded, just like a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, that's what we have to imitate. Hate the action, love the person. Load up his donkey. And you know, Rav Dessler famously says, what does Rav Dessler famously say? What is the word ahava, love? It doesn't mean because I love, I give. It's because I give, I wind up loving. How do you change the paradigm? How do you get to love somebody? By giving to them more and more and more and more. And the more you give, you more the more you love. So yes, the Torah tells me to hate him, but only because it wants me to separate from the Avera. But I have to love him because he's part of Klal Yisrael. So, by doing this, by helping him, it's going to stop me from coming to this complete hatred of him. But more than that, Tosfos adds in. What did Tosfos say? It says, Mayim Kemayim. Mayim Kepanim. By me, how do you bring a Jew back? What's the best way to bring a Jew back? So you think, oh, I'm going to give him a philosophy shir. I'm going to give him a whole sugya on Tamei HaMitzvos, explain to him what he's doing wrong and what he's doing right. I'm going to give him a whole Musar Shmuz. It's not what brings people back. You know you bring people back? Mayim Kepanim. If I show that person love, if I shower that person with love, that same person who I saw engaged in a Dover Erva, in something so inappropriate, that if there were two witnesses who saw it, it would have been Skila. But if I look at him with tremendous love, he's going to shower me back with love. And Mamela, that's going to bring this person closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the way to bring a person back? The best way to bring a person back is with love. Ahavas Chavira. And we started a beautiful campaign in this yeshiva this week. All you have to do is go over to somebody and say hello. Hi, how are you? There was a boy who spoke. He said he was mamish, like sabrachin. He was very depressed. But somebody out of the blue came over and just said hello to him. You did an act of kindness for somebody. Naturally, that brings a person back. Thank you. I'll never forget, I had a story. I was sitting in my old shul about 18 years ago. I might have told the story once before. And if I did, I apologize, but it's worth telling again. That he had problems with his neighbor. You know, sometimes you have neighbors, you have problems. Sometimes you have problems without neighbors. But sometimes you have neighbors, you have problems. And the neighbor was hocking him up. And every day was another tzara. You got to put the fence here. You got to put the fence there. And he's like, this is crazy. So he went to the Rav. I believe it was Rav Vigdor Miller. So he says, what should he do with his neighbor? You know, how to fight him? Should I take him to a din Torah? Should I do this? So Rav Vigdor Miller says, knock on the door. He goes, yeah. He goes, and bring over a cake. He's like, huh? We'll bring over a cake? Yeah. Say you just wanted to wish them a happy something or another. Yeah. He goes, then what? He goes, then bring them flowers. Really? Right there. Just do acts of kindness. Again, today we're not loading other people's donkeys. Because maybe when you see the groceries, help them bring in the groceries into the house. Each and every day. He told me. I go, what happened? He goes, it was unbelievable. Now we're friends. Right? How do you bring somebody back from this, you know, these people that they're haters? Push it. You love them. You can't hate anybody in the heart. Yes, the Gemara says you can hate them if you saw them do an Avera. You hate the Avera. But we love the mensch. We love them, and we're going to bring them back because they're Zalchotis. We're going to do that. We're going to go overcome our Yetzihara by doing acts of kindness, bringing them back. And then, Mamela, they're going to love us back and love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zayin Gezeiten Stark, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos.